produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Good morning, Faith Walkers, and thank you for tuning into the Faith Walker broadcast. I am your host, Iona, also known as Lady Faith, the founder of Faith Walkers. Here at Faith Walkers, we are committed to elevating your physical, mental, and spiritual fitness through walking and/or intentional movement. But first, I'd like to thank Josie Hopkins, CEO of Josie's Inspirations Radio Network, and Ms. Kayla Padgett, CEO and founder of Finding My Way Radio Network USA, for this opportunity to be of service. Today, our focus would have been on diet and nutrition, but sometimes, as we all know, life throws obstacles in our path. Since our last broadcast, I have been battling the resurgence of the wolf. And to my new listeners, the wolf is systemic lupus. As many of you already know, in previous broadcasts, I shared my personal testimony involving the many challenges of living with the wolf. I included my daily attempts to keep him at bay. How? By trusting God, practicing healthy lifestyle habits, actively focusing on making a mind shift, practicing daily purpose-driven physical activity, mindful eating, and much prayer. Sometimes, though, no matter how hard we try, obstacles will and do occur. My belief is that it's not so much the obstacles, but what you do with the obstacles that show up in your life walk. I share my life journey with you in the hopes that I may promote, inspire, and move others to practice consistent, healthy lifestyle habits despite the obstacles. My prayer is that someone is encouraged, motivated, and inspired to turn one's obstacles into opportunity. For 28 years now, I've been dancing with this wolf, mainly through taking steroid medications as much as 80 milligrams a day when the recommended dosage is 5 to 60 milligrams a day. And I tell you, 80 milligrams drove me practically insane, and it literally knocked me off my feet. At one point in my journey, I was totally bedridden and too crazy from the steroids to do anything about it. I held on to the belief found in Ephesians 3 and 20 that God would accomplish good in my life. The wolf is relentless, and yes, shows up when, where, and how he wants to. But Romans 8 and 28 tells me that all things work together for the good of those who love him. Today, the wolf is currently showing up in my joints and my bones. After 28 years of steroid treatment, I now have progressive arthritis in both of my hips, lower spinal column, and the loss of bone in my mouth. Certainly, if I wanted to give up, I have a lot that could validate my just shutting down, throwing in the towel, and saying, "That's it, I give up." Today, I'm being led by the Spirit to share my journey of survival with systemic lupus, the wolf. Lupus is one of the most misunderstood medical disorders because you have periods of remission cycling into crippling presentation, which can and will show up in any area of the body. I've had people say to me that they really didn't understand what the diagnosis of lupus meant and asked me to explain it. I often start with the medical terminology first and then speak from my own personal experiences. For me, lupus, the wolf, comes to defy, destroy, and conquer. Why do I refer to lupus as the wolf? The word lupus is the Latin word for wolf. The Latin word is lupus canis, which means wolf dog. It was discovered in the 13th century by a doctor who described the erosive facial lesions that were reminiscent of that of a wolf bite. Lupus is a chronic autoimmune disease that can damage any part of the body, skin, joints, and or organs inside the body. And once you have the diagnosis, it sticks with you for life because it never goes away. Although, as we know, wolves often hunt in packs, but the wolf of lupus walks alone. He is slow, he is calculating, and he is methodical in his approach. He will sit back and wait for the most opportunistic time to pounce on you, its prey. During this time, as a lupus patient, one may have very mild symptoms to those of being severely crippled. You're just cruising along in life, living life, trying to stay healthy, trying to do what's right, when suddenly, pouncing on you before you even know what hit you, lupus can literally drop you to your knees. Many of us don't really understand the origin, pathway, and destruction that occurs with a diagnosis of systemic lupus. One day you're looking and feeling good, the next day you can barely lift your head up off a pillow, and the pain is excruciating. Then there's the in-between, which is where I usually hang out. On the outside, looking well, but internally experiencing a deep-seated fatigue coupled with chronic pain. I mean, your tank is past existing on fumes. You have nothing. I remember early in my remission phases of lupus when I would be invited out with family and friends, I would have to turn down invitation after invitation simply due to my fatigue. Now, to look at me, I look fine, and I initially took on the self-imposed feelings of guilt. I told stories to myself that people felt I was just making excuses to avoid being in their company. And they very well may have thought that. But my focus was all wrong. It shouldn't have been on them. My focus should have been on me and my healing journey. And it took me a minute to adjust my mind shift to dismiss that kind of thinking. This was most frustrating for me as a lupus patient. Some, but not all of us, look sick. I hated when people would say to me that I look fine. Oh, you look so good. Not aware of the day-to-day struggles I had as I danced with this wolf. We as a society have a tendency of coupling illness with one's physical presentation. For example, when you hear that someone has or had cancer, the mind can immediately shift to something you can see. Have they lost hair? Have they lost their zest for life? Is there a loss of limb or breast, etc.? I personally know several warriors who continue to thrive and are full of life despite their experience with cancer, some who will be future guests on this show. Somehow, we as a society believe that if you're sick, then you should look the part. Is that not crazy? It is my hope through sharing my story that thinking will begin to shift. Another example, I'll give you another one. Example is kidney disease. When you hear someone has a diagnosis of kidney disease, you start to anticipate visual changes in one's physical presentation. Maybe they have very dark, extremely dry, flaky skin, coupled with a gradual decline of life's vibrancy. As you know, the kidneys are major players, regulators who function to filter and cleanse the blood and body of waste products. If this waste is not eliminated, it will build up in the blood and body until the body will cease to function. There are several types of lupus, but my focus is the two types that I have. Lupus can operate internally, attacking any organ, anywhere, anytime, and that's the internal systemic type. The cutaneous lupus is the external skin type, where you will have an external presentation of dark splotches on the skin and or a red butterfly rash, which is most associated with lupus as an identifier towards a definitive diagnosis. Yes, the wolf is trying his best to take me down. Will he ever succeed? Is anyone's guess. And to that I say, but God. You see, every morning when I open my eyes, I suit up first with prayer, and then put on my armor, as defined in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 11 through 24. What I am most certain of is that as long as I have the ability to draw breath into my lungs, I will not surrender to defeat. Why? Because God tells me in Philippians 4:13 that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And also in Matthew 28:20, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. These scriptures give me great comfort and the zest to press on. They have been my anchors, and I receive it, I believe it, and that settles it for me. I am choosing to stay and fight. Why? Because I am a faith walker. Faith walking, as mentioned in previous broadcasts, involves not just the ability to move movement, but includes the mind, body, and the spirit. Intentional forward positive thinking, visualizing and reaching your end goals, taking your concerns to the Lord in prayer. I believe that an answer, solution, has and will continue to be revealed to me. Having wrestled with this war for 28 years, I'm not about to give up now. And I want to leave you with this scriptural thought. Jesus' presence in our hearts fills us with countless reasons for gratitude. He brings the ability to live with purpose and energy. He cultivates joy in our hearts in the midst of all circumstances and times of struggle. Christ's Spirit provides hope to our hearts, and that is working all things together for good, even when we can't see it. And the Spirit gives a peace that persists regardless of the chaos that swirls around us. Prayerfully, this broadcast has been a blessing to some and a source of increased understanding and enlightenment too. I look forward to connecting with you on our very next broadcast of The Faith Walkers. And until we meet again, remember to walk in faith.
Now y'all know the devil be tripping, right? So I had to write a song to put him back in his place. Check it out.
Everything that you stole from me, I'm taking it back.
Anybody feel like me out there? Listen.
Everything that you stole from me,
sometimes you gotta tell them just like that. Check it out.
You tried to steal my joy. You tried to steal my peace. I'm tired, I'm crying, always feeling weak. I take two steps forward, you push me four steps back. I'm so sick of you lying about this and that. From this day forward, some things are gonna change. Taking back everything that you stole from me in Jesus' name.
Everything that you stole from me,
yeah.
I'm taking it back.
I'm taking it right back. I'm taking it right back. Yeah.
Everything that you stole from me.
Guess what?
I'm taking it back.
Ooh, yes. I'ma tell you just one more thing. You tried to take my family. Try to kill my name. Keep attacking my body, causing so much pain. Almost lost my mind playing all these games. Everything you stole from me, I'm taking it back in Jesus' name.
Everything that you stole from me, I'm taking it back.
That means everything. I mean everything you stole. Taking it back.
Everything that you stole from me,
yes.
I'm taking it back.
Let me tell you why you can't have it. It's mine.
It's mine.
I'm taking it back, taking it right back, right back.
Everything that you stole from
me. In the name
me.
Of Jesus,
I'm taking it back.
In the name of Jesus, I'm gonna take it right back.
Everything,
everything
that you stole from me.
Yes,
I'm taking it back.
My joy,
I'm taking it back.
My peace,
I'm taking it back.
My happiness,
I'm taking it back.
You can't have,
I'm taking it back.
You can't have,
I'm taking it back.
Show can't have,
I'm taking it back. Everything that you stole from me,
I'm taking it back.
I'm taking it back.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.